Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Carry the G with AJ Dillon. I'm Aaron Nagler, and I am joined, as I always am, by my co-host, co-founder here at Cheesehead TV, Mr. Corey Banky, coming to us live from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Corey,
what's going on, buddy? Let's go. Packers number one in the NFC, but you ain't here to see me. You're here to see the man himself, AJ Dillon Show.
That is correct. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome a man who carried the ball 14 times for 63 yards and two touchdowns to go along with two catches and 20 yards in the big win over the Vikings. It's Mr. AJ Dillon.
Yeah.
There he is.
Happy to be on. Another week on Cheesehead, another dub. Science.
That's what happens.
There you go.
It's science. That's what happens. Hey, man, first of all, congrats on a great game. Clearly clinching the number one seed is the biggest headline coming off of this thing. But once again, you and Aaron Jones looking like a killer duo. Congrats on reaching the milestone. The two of you, 1,000 yards from scrimmage on the season each. Never been done in the history of Green. Like, that's insane, man. Congrats.
That's crazy. That's
got to feel great.
Yeah. I think there's been a couple pairs of 1,000-yard runners, but I think the one that hasn't been done is 1,000 yards each and 6 touchdowns. Never been done in Packer history. And, you know, obviously there's so much tradition with Green Bay. Everybody knows that, so much pride and so many great players that have come through here. So, you know, to do that, to say we can do something for the first time, it's really cool, and cool to do it alongside 33.
No doubt about it. Talking about running the football, I mean, clearly I think most people coming into this game thought the good chance they're going to lean on the ground game. This is probably the best kind of combo of you and Aaron, and along with the pass, really balancing each other out since maybe the Arizona game. I mean, you got a lot of opportunities, did a lot with them. Was there a conscious effort throughout the week coming into this game that you were going to run the football, not just because of the conditions, but because you wanted to play a physical brand of football this week?
Not necessarily. I know, you know, anytime, like I always say, anytime you're playing an NFC opponent, something that's always preached, just from the coaching staff and the guys who have played in this division for a long time, it's always going to be physical. It's going to be a tough matchup, no matter what the record is, what's at stake. It's going to be, you know, a gritty game. And so, you know, one of our goals was to like be aggressive, start violent, start fast. And, you know, I think that kind of just translated. I didn't know, like I always say, I never know how much I'm going to get the ball or when I am. But,
right,
you know, I definitely prepared this week. Just tried to, you know, really kind of put myself in situations at practice where I was taking the edge, really running and finishing downfield if I could, or trying to push myself as close as I could to the line to make a cut. And, you know, I think those things paid off.
Looking at the offense as a whole, this is something Matt kind of brought up on his own, and I asked him about during the press conference earlier today. Is communication at the line of scrimmage, say, you've broken from the huddle, and we all know how much Aaron likes to do at the line of scrimmage. Is the communication a little bit more difficult in the cold, just as from a sense of, like, concentration? Because I know if I'm outside for 5 minutes in the cold, I'm like, kind of concentrating on how cold I am. You're out there all night, and you in particular are in and out. It's not like you're a lineman who's out there for every play or a quarterback. You're in and out. Is it a little bit more difficult to kind of like maintain your focus when you're freezing your ass off?
Yeah, you know, I forget how the saying goes, but it's like, I'm not even going to try, but pretty much like a tough guy isn't always a wise guy. Something along those lines. The actual phrase is a lot better than that, but yeah, it is cold. Like, I'm not gonna like, it wasn't cold out there, so it does make things more difficult. But, you know, it's just kind of part of the game, and the mindset you have to have out there is, you know, when you start to go numb, your fingertips, you know, you can't feel them anymore, and it just feels like you're wearing mittens. You just gotta be like, hey, they're colder than you are, then you're good. So it's just a mindset you have to have. But, I mean, the cold definitely makes everything harder. And, you know, that's what the great advantage of us having that number one seed and making everybody come through Lambeau is.
Yep. Love that. Absolutely love that. How great was it to see Jordan get some reps? I mean, I know the game's out of hand at that point, and that's the reason he's in. But he looked like he actually got to operate the offense. It wasn't just mop-up.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was awesome. Him and Patrick Taylor both.
Yeah.
Patrick had some good runs, some good, you know, making the, like a losing moves, making the first guy miss in a couple runs, some good hard runs, some good cuts. And Jordan, you know, had a little pass, I think, to Juwan on the left, Juwan Winfrey over on the left. You know, and then he had that little scamper. I gave him some shit today. I was like, damn,
I was gonna ask.
You haven't run that far since preseason, huh? But, you know, he was like, yeah, you know. I was like, damn, you saw too much green. You don't know what to do with it. But, you know, it was awesome to just see him get out there, you know, stretch out the sea legs, have a good time. And, you know, like something I'm always harping on, you know, I came in with Jordan. Obviously, I have a really great relationship with 12, but, you know, it's great to see – you know, somebody I came up in with, somebody we're in the same agency. So somebody I've, you know, known before I've even been in the NFL, just kind of start to have fun with it, get those opportunities. And, you know, he looked confident and comfortable out there. So it was good to see that.
He really did. And what was great is that it was at Lambeau. You know, he had the start, but that was on the road. It was just great to see. And I thought the reception from the fans was great. Like, it was all that was awesome. I just thought it was a cool moment. Speaking of cool moments, let's bring in our panel, our guest panel, always the highlight of the show. Clearly, clearly, we got
our esteemed panel.
Esteemed panel, yes, sir. As always, we've got Zach Jacobson, we've got Janet Wilson, and Paul Noonan joining us. We got Zach in his car. He could obviously leave us at any second. So let's let's start with Zach. Zach, what do you got for AJ?
Yeah, well, thank you, Aaron, for mentioning that a semi truck could take me out at any second.
I mean, anything could happen. Not just, you know, not just that. Anything could happen.
You're absolutely right. That just makes it, like you said, it makes it more organic. First of all, AJ, thank you for taking the time, you know, out of your Monday every week to do this with the crew over here. I wanted to ask you if you had like a particular message, because when you were drafted, there was so much discourse about like running backs don't matter and you could just plug whoever into the backfield and they'll be able to produce the same or similar results as a first round pick. Now you're at this point where like you're making waves almost every single week. As Aaron mentioned earlier, you surpassed 1,000 scrimmage yards, and you know you're nowhere near the pinnacle of your career. Like there's still so much in front of you, but right now, what would your message be to those people who still carry that idea? They still have that same ideology.
You know, I'd say, you know, anytime you can do something in an organization like the Packers for the first time in 40 years, you're doing something right. So that'd be my message. Definitely not a feat I've done alone. A lot of tutelage, a lot of help from a lot of guys, a lot of growth from year one to year two. But, you know, anytime you can do something like that in an organization like this, you know, you're definitely doing something. There's always great players, always great talent on this team throughout the years. So to be able to, you know, do something for the first time or do something for the first time in a long time, you know, I wouldn't second guess that.
Absolutely. My second question was about Ben Sermons. What have you taken away from him that has kind of helped you elevate your game these last two seasons? And what is it about him that kind of makes him stand out from your past positional coaches?
Yeah, you know, something I will say is, you know, I've happened to be blessed with great coaches throughout my career, throughout my football career. My high school coach, like a second dad to me, my college running back coach, Brian White, coach of Wisconsin for a long time, Coach Ron Dane, Coach Melvin Gordon. You know, he's a tremendous guy, somebody I look up to all the time. But I feel like Coach Sermon is, you know, slowly working his way into that same mold. You know, he really he expects the most out of his guys, but also will take the time to really make sure we know what we're doing out there. You know, it's not just, you know, let me yell at you just to yell at you. It's always he's always saying something to make you better. And I feel like once you can kind of get out like over that, like, he's yelling at me again. Like I only took one wrong step. Once you can get over that as a player, you know, he really is trying to always help us. And, I mean, there's still times where he's out there correcting Jonesy. And, you know, he's one of the best to play the game and has been for the last couple of years. So, you know, it, just that little – those little critiques. And then, you know, as much as, like I said, you hate to hear it, like, coach, I know what I'm doing. I just messed up this one time. then we'll go out there and do it in the game. But like, oh shit, there is a cutback. You know, oh man, maybe I could have pressed it a little more. So, you know, I just think he really keeps it real. And, you know, it's not like unnecessarily trying to ride his players. He just expects the most out of you. And, you know, he does provide us with everything that we do need to know.
It's awesome. Thank you, AJ. I appreciate that.
I appreciate your time, man.
Zach, thanks for taking time out of your long drive today to grace us with your presence. Very, very excited for that. Obviously, Zach used to write for us here at GZ TV. Now you can find his stuff over there at Packer Report. Great stuff. And his ever-changing Twitter handle.
You said Zach was headed to Soldier Field? Why are you going there?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Why are you going there, bro?
God,
no,
God,
sir.
No.
No, no. God, if he was, we'd just cut him out. That'd be the end of that. Janet, what you got? What you got for AJ?
Hi.
Janet.
I'm happy to see you again.
Great to see you.
And this time I'm on time. All right. So, considering that you guys ran it back, you clinched that number one seed again. Yeah. So, how do you feel you've grown mentally and physically from last year during this time to this year? Is there anything different you're feeling about this team that you didn't feel last year, or just about yourself?
You know, I definitely think, you know, not to talk ill towards, you know, last year's squad by any means. Obviously, Clemson, number one seed last year, had a tremendous team, broke a bunch of offensive records, things like that. But I do think as a team, I think we are kind of starting to hit our groove and kind of see what happens when we're playing sound in all three phases of the ball. And I do think, like, when the offense and defense and special teams are clicking, I think it's really, really hard for anybody to you know, play against, especially coming into Lambeau, especially with the elements, especially with our fans now in the stadium. You know, last year we had COVID. There was like 1,000 fans for the playoffs. You know, you got 8,000 people in there roaring out there with no shirt on. You know, it makes for a tough environment. So, you know, I definitely, as a team, I just say, you know, playing together, seeing that, and, you know, having the fans back is awesome. As for myself, I'd say more physically or more mentally than physically. Just, you know, like I've been saying week in, week out, just get more and more comfortable, more and more confident as the weeks go on. You know, I'd be lying if I was like, when I started the season, I wasn't still like nervous, like, oh no, like what if I make a mistake? And, you know, there's still times when I'm back there like I hope I don't like mess up, which is human nature. But, you know, it's just kind of one of the things, like, you look back and I'll be on the sideline and be like, hey, I've started in the game. I've played on the road. I've made my mistakes. I've gotten back. I've been player of the game, whatever, like good, bad. I've done it now. You know, I've scored touchdowns. And so, you know, you belong here. And so each week I'm getting more and more comfortable, more and more confident. And it's not just a me thing, but also like within the group I have out there, you know, I can look to my left and my right. I'm like, hey, you know, these guys got my back. We're ready to ride no matter what, no matter what the elements, no matter where we're at. So, you know, it's good. And, you know, it's just kind of one of those feelings. It's hard to describe, but it's just one of those good feelings. When I walk in there, I feel really confident. I feel like that's a big difference.
Yeah, I think we saw it last night on the field. I don't think you need to describe it to us. I think we saw it last night. And speaking of last night, I wanted to ask you, how fun was that touchdown in the third quarter? You look like you were playing backyard football out there. When you got out of the huddle and you had grass on your helmet, yeah, and Rodgers just goes up to you, it looked like you were having a lot of fun. So I just wanted to ask you, like, how much fun were you having out there?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. You know, I kind of got my – that was probably, like, my first kind of extended drive of the game, that third quarter. And, you know, we're just kind of slowly, methodically moving down the field. Those are our drives. Those are the Packer drives. You know, we're just kind of getting there. It's like second and six, make the first down. Third and two, get the first down, going down. And, you know, it's always obviously great to get in the end zone. But I remember that first touchdown, I'm kind of running. It's not really a hole. I'm like, you know what, low pad level, good balance to drive these legs. And as I'm falling, I can see where the goal line's at. I'm like, let me get one more step. Let me get that over. And, you know, that's just the best feeling as a running back. You know, obviously when you can just have people on your back and still get in there, it's kind of like one of those, like, ooh, brush off your shoulders type of thing. So that was awesome.
It looked awesome. I know people like to see like receivers defy the odds of gravity, but yeah, it's pretty cool to see running backs defy the gravity, like at a low angle. It's, yeah, you look like Superman, but I don't know, like floating over. It looked cool.
I appreciate it. I mean, we could say that. We could say I flew.
Yeah.
I don't know. We can go back to the replay, but maybe, you know,
You were hovering. You were hovering.
Dude, it does look, Janet, you're 100% stopped. Right.
I have always thought from a young age, I was like, you know, every superhero has their origin story, and then like eventually they become a superhero. Maybe I just haven't hit it yet. Maybe that was like me first realizing my power is like I could fly.
The power. Glimpse exactly. Of the power there. That's so good.
Thank you so much, AJ.
Janet, thank you. You can check out Janet's stuff at Lombardi Sweep. That's her podcast. Always good stuff. Finally, we got Paul Noonan joining us. Paul from Acme Packing Company. Paul, what do you got for AJ, Paul?
Hey, AJ. And thanks again for taking the time out for this. Really do appreciate it. So first thing, like when I'm watching a game, I sort of take note of like the normal Packer plays. And it seemed like in this last game that there were quite a few plays that we haven't seen before, at least very much. A lot of those involve both you and Aaron Jones on the field at the same time. So first, do you like the plays where you're both out there together? And do you think that Matt opened up the playbook a little more for this game, and that we might see a little bit more of that going forward, especially next week since everything's wrapped up?
Yeah, you know, one thing I will say is we got a lot of tools, you know, in the shed. We got a lot of stuff in there, and so it is fun when sometimes we break them out. But you know, we do have to study them all. And so everybody else is like, oh, we've never seen that before. I'm like, whew, you guys have seen the other stuff we got. So, you know, it's great. I think Coach LaFleur and the coaching staff, you know, Hackett, all those guys do a good job of pulling stuff out when we need it. But we got a lot of weapons. We got a lot of different looks we can pull out throughout this run. And, you know, it's always great to be out there with Jonesy. I always talk about it, my big brother, whatever, you see him in the background, but you know, it's great to be out there at the same time, because it does put defenses in a tough situation. You know, I hate talking about, you know, myself, but talking about both of us together, you know, you got two different styles of backs, but can both do both, but like both can run away from you, both can run over you. And you got one potentially going on the outside, one potentially going for a pass, one potentially blocking, one potentially running. And so it does definitely put the defense in a bind. And I do feel like we had some success with that when both of us were out there. And, you know, it's also fun to do. Janet talked about backyard football. That's what that felt like, you know, kind of like when you're doing pickup football back in elementary and you're at recess and you got the two best players at your recess. And you're like, oh, both of you got to play running back. Because back then, back, you're like, all right, go. So, you know, it was fun.
Yep. That makes a lot of sense. And kind of on the backyard football notes, in the Packer offense, kind of anybody can end up in the backfield at any given time at either position. So out of anybody who plays, you know, in the running back spot, but receiver, tight end, or you guys, who's the best lead blocker on the team?
Lead blocker.
Yep.
Ooh. I got to go big dog. I wanted to say Alan Lazard. I wanted to throw Josiah in there again, but you got to go big dog. I mean, this guy just moves people. I don't know, like, if it's always highlighted, because I never really watch the TV copies and stuff like that. But there's sometimes, like, he's just throwing around, like, all pro defenders, like, DNs. And, like, these guys are, like, they'll be in, like, their fifth year. Like, they're studs. Don't get me wrong. Pro Bowl, whatever. What year is he in? 15, 16, whatever. And he's still ragged on them, throwing them out the club. And I'm like, man, you are a different breed. You are really different. And so it is cool to be on a team with somebody like that. I mean, just, I don't know how to describe it. It's just big dog. This is what he does. And so definitely, if there's anybody, if I'm getting a run play and it's fourth and one, and like, you need to get this. This is for the Super Bowl. This is for the Super Bowl. Who do you want in front of you? Big dog. Absolutely.
All right. I love watching Mercedes Lewis just block, but also whenever he catches a ball, it seems like he's just angry at anybody who tries to tackle him. So love watching that guy. All right. So on your second touchdown in this game, three Vikings had a pretty good shot at you. And it seemed like the cold might be starting to get to people a little bit at that point. And I wanted to know, like, can you start to tell when the cold is starting to sort of impact the other side, especially, but anybody? Like, do you start to lick your chops a little bit when, you know, they're down on the other side, they've been in 5-degree weather all game, and now they have to deal with you coming at them with a full head of steam?
Absolutely. Just kind of like how I mentioned earlier, it's all, I'm not going to be the type to say, you know, the cold's all a mindset. Like, no, it is cold. It's definitely cold. Everybody feels yep. it. Cold. But, you know, the mindset part is, you know, how much you allow that cold to affect your game and affect your job. You're still cold. I still couldn't feel my finger, just like everybody up there in the stand. It's still whatever. I was still trying to get the heater when I was on the sideline. But, you know, and I do feel like I have an advantage just, you know, being from the East Coast and playing in cold environments before. So I am used to that. But, you know, if you can outlast that and you do start to lean on people, it's literally, that's when you get to just like old, like your idea of like old school, old fashioned football, just other teams just start to, you know, you start to see the business decisions in people's head.
Yep.
Not always like they're not going to tackle you. They'll still tackle you, but instead of going in, lowering their shoulders, more arm tackles, and they're trying to wrap your ankle so you can't move. And it's more of a push, full, like they're trying to push you with their hand rather than tackle you. And so, you know, you just keep leaning on them. It's 3 yards, it's 4 yards, it's 2 yards, it's 3 yards. And then eventually, shoot, I think the longest run I had yesterday was 9 yards, but you know, it's just that kind of demoralizing thing. And like I said, I'm not a stat guy. I don't care if the longest run I have in my career is a 36-yarder against Chicago. You know, if we're still getting first down, then we're still winning, that it gets the job done. So, you know, it's great to see, that as an offense. And, you know, anytime you also have – it also makes my job a lot easier when you got Devontae and, you know, all those guys in the receiver room and 12 back there who, you know, gets a nod as MVP for me, just doing this thing. So it's awesome.
Awesome. All right. So I'm a University of Wisconsin alum. A lot of my friends are as well. And just looking through some old tweets, I know you had an offer from Wisconsin, and I was wondering if you seriously considered going there or if it was just BC all the way.
No. I seriously consider Wisconsin. Going back to that, I had an initial top five, and I believe it was Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Michigan, Florida State, and Virginia. BC wasn't even my top five schools going into my junior year. And I went on visits to all of them besides Florida State, like unofficials. And I had a really bad visit to Wisconsin. And I always talk about this.
All right.
In my class, you know, at the time, the coaching staff said they're only going to take one running back, you know, and at the time, JT, Jonathan Taylor yep. was committed to Rutgers, and I was going to go, like, at the time, I was, like, their number one guy to pick, at least that's what the coaching staff was saying, and when I committed to Michigan, JT switched over from Rutgers to Wisconsin, so my father-in-law always gives me crap about it. He's like, you could have been the greatest running back in Wisconsin of all time. Like, you see those linemen, what they do. And trust me, when I was at beat, like, I was watching the highlights and I'm watching the Wisconsin linemen run 30 yards downfield pushing safeties. I'm like, nice. But in all seriousness, no, I did commit to Michigan first, and then I decommitted and went to BC. I just want to be close to home. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on yep. in my hometown when I committed, and I wanted to show people that, you know, you can get your dreams accomplished from, you know, wherever you're at. And it was close enough that people could come up, drive 2 hours to come see me, and, you know, look at us now. We're here on Cheesehead TV, so I made it.
Yeah.
Living that Wisconsin life. Not only did Paul find that tweet, I love that. That is old school, that tweet of you getting the offer from Wisconsin. But he also found your updated profile for Tecmo Super Bowl. Are you kidding me with this? Paul, what the hell is this? I know Tecmo Super Bowl. I used to play it when I was a much younger man. What's going on with AJ Dillon in Tecmo Super Bowl?
So long before Madden ever existed, Tecmo Super Bowl was the most popular football video game to exist. And there is a dedicated group of homebrewers who updates it every year, and you can get it for free on a computer. I always buy the actual thing. This is the latest one. So if you've never seen yourself rendered in 8-bit football, that's what they popped up on the screen.
I love it. I need it now.
And they do a good job. I think your picture is not quite what I had envisioned it looking like, but
there it is.
But you know, it's made awesome. By a bunch of devoted guys who do it for every single player in the NFL. So we'll cut them a little slack.
Hey, no, I love it. That's awesome. I mean, hopefully my stats are better than they are in Madden. Madden, I think I'm still 78.
Yeah, they're still a little low in Tecmo just because make it before the season. I'm sure next year they'll double it up.
I'm a 78, and my catching is a 64.
Oh, well, that's just
they must have talked to PFF.
That's preposterous, AJ.
Yeah, PFF. PFF.
They must have talked to PFF.
Yep.
Exactly. PFF. Well, you know, we have a campaign ready to roll out this offseason to make sure that never happens again. And that travesty is completely taken care of.
The only campaign I got rolling out this offseason is my mayoral campaign. You'll see me in Door County going town to town.
Pressing the flesh.
Door.
Kissing babies.
Yep. I do stats for our site. And as of now, you're second in yards per target among running backs. So PFF could not have been more wrong.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. He's waited patiently. Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week. It's time to check in with AJ's social life.
Money, 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 money. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
Dude, AJ, I haven't seen you since last year, man. How you doing?
I mean, it's been a while, man. You know, doing well. Lots of change. It's been a minute. How are you doing, man? It's been,
I am great. I am
2021, long time ago.
Long time ago. And 2021, how about number one seed? Let's go. Let's go. Turn me up. Let's go, AJ. And that's mostly, a lot of it is due to you and your running skills. We appreciate it, man. Hey, did you have a good New Year's Eve? Did you go out? Did you do anything? Did you hang out with your fam? How'd that go?
Yeah, I had a good New Year's Eve. It consisted of – I went to Chef Fusion, downtown Green Bay, little matinee dinner. I went at 5 o'clock.
Let's go.
5 o'clock with my fiance. Had a good meal. Came back to the house, had some wine, watched Vampire Diaries. Restarted from episode one, went to bed before the ball dropped, but it was fun. You know, I woke up the next day and I was like, this is how you start off, or that's how you end the year. And 2022 has been good so far. So
it has, man. It's been a great year, and it's about to get better when you guys hoist that Lombardi in a month or two. We appreciate that. Can't wait for that. Hey, I was looking at your New Year's post that you had put up about your year in 2021. I swiped through. And I'd see this picture of you with a guitar.
Yeah.
Look at this, dude. Are you a shredder? You out here? Do you play instruments? Yeah. Like, are you in a band? What's going on here, man?
I'm going to say is, you know, this offseason, I had the chance to make my, you know, childhood dreams come true. All that time I put in on the Rockstar game, Rockstar 1, 2, and 3, just in the house, sleepovers with all my friends and whatnot. You know, it came to fruition this year. And, you know, I went up to that was at Husby's in Sister Bay, and the band Unity, the band was up there playing. I was out there in the front row, and you know, they were like, "Hey, come on up here." Came on up there, started playing the guitar. Luckily, they pulled the cord out, so there wasn't actually sound coming from it. But nobody could tell. And I'm up there singing, just ripping, and just really getting into it. And you know, it was a great experience. The funniest part of that story, which, you know, I don't think is out there yet. So we're doing this. We're going through a couple songs and having a great time. You know, obviously, people are recording. We're getting everybody rowdy. And one of the guys go, "Hey, like, what's your name? Let everybody know your name." Because, like, not a lot of people, like, knew who I was. I was just a guy just up there playing the guitar. And so what he said, like I said, was, "Hey, what's your name?" And like me, this is the off season. I really like tequila. And I thought he said, "What are you drinking?" I go, "Tequila all day." So he goes, what's your name? What's your name? And I said, "Tequila all day." And so, you know, I had a bunch of friends there and they're like, "All right, I'm getting out on the jersey. It's going to be 28 in the back. It's going to just say tequila all day."
Let's go. Let's go.
Yes.
Oh, man, that is hilarious.
The folklore of me and Door County is just being written by a bard somewhere.
That's so classic Door County that they wouldn't know who you are, though. That's what's great about Door County. It's like you're not nowhere else.
Like you got the mayor up there playing the guitar. Forget the football part. You got the mayor up there.
Mayor tequila all day. I love it. That's we're definitely gonna put that on a jersey, dude. That is hilarious. Hey, you know, Nagler has a little band himself, and I was in a high school band, so we're gonna start a Cheesehead TV band. So hopefully you can shred up there, do some guitar solos for us.
Anytime.
Let's go. Hey, there was a viral moment after last night's game with your attire. We can't do a whole show without talking about it. Check this out. Let's go. You showed up to the press conference in your Carhartt overalls. Hey, tell us about these overalls, and then we got a funny video that I'm sure you've seen, but we got to show you it after this. Tell us about these overalls, man. What was your thought process going through here?
I just got the Carhartts on. You know, it's good to be out there and good to just, you know, I mean, I don't know what the video is, so I don't want to say it again, but, you know, pretty much the thing was, you know, I got those as a funny Christmas, like, gag present, and I was like, you know what? You know, I'm always talking about being a scon, a Wisconsinite, you know, I do love it here, and I'm the mayor and I got the key. And I looked at the weather in Egg Harbor and it was way colder than it was down here. I'm like, hey, you know, I got all the townsfolk up there just going to work, going about their day. It's only right I go out there and show them, you know, I'm there in solitude. So I went out there and, you know, had a great time and I enjoyed it.
You were representing your constituents, man. Absolutely. Thank you for doing, man. That is awesome.
I was campaigning for votes.
What a mayor.
That's gonna be my poster. So when I come around with flyers going to door to door, no pun intended once again, that's gonna be the picture. It's just gonna be me up with the NFL logo microphone in my Carhartt.
That's perfect. Hey, check out this video that a fan got of you. Let's take a look at this real quick.
Oh yeah.
Hey man, they got you. Were they yelling for the quads? What was going on?
Yeah, so that was after we did the the NBC Sunday Night Football post game. There was a big group of fans that stayed behind after the game, a bunch of Packers fans, and you know they were yelling rowdy throughout the interview. And then at the end, or towards the end, they started to chant. They're like, "Show the quads! Show the quads!"
Awesome.
And I was like, "Come on! I mean, you know my brand. I'm all about giving the people what they want." So, you know, I had a little zipper on the side, had to give him a little quad show and, you know, get up out of there. But
hey, shout out to those Carhartts though. They're gonna have to sponsor you now, man.
Absolutely. I mean, did I say Carhartts enough? I mean,
yeah, let's keep, especially on Sunday night. Man, you put that on NBC. You gotta get that bag, dude. You gotta give him a call.
And on Peacock, which has a great show. Yellowstone. Yellowstone's a great show.
Good show.
You know, right next to Yellowstone is Carhartts, just in case Carhartt would like to see me and my Carhartts on Peacock to sponsor me.
And those were Carhartts that you were wearing, right? Carhartts? That was the brand? I love it. Hey, you know you're going to have to up the ante now. We're moving into the playoffs here after next week, so you're going to have to up the ante. We're going to be looking at your outfit every single week from here on out until we get to Los Angeles. So,
yeah, I mean, I got things in store.
Okay. Okay, pull from the bag of tricks.
Tequila all day, baby. Tequila all day.
All day.
Tequila all day. Hey, you know, we talked about it last week, but we have to talk about it again. Congratulations on your podcast reaching 1,000 followers on Twitter. Oh, yeah. Let's go.
There we go.
It is.
Wow.
Woo, tune in to Dylan.
What, have you had that for like 7 days or something? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Skyrocketing, bro. Dude.
Hey, we're growing.
you were on here last week and you had like what, 6 followers, and now you got 1,000. I'm pretty sure that's thanks to us, right?
It's no, it TV is. I'm telling you, everybody watches.
I'm just saying, my guy. I'm just saying.
Everybody watches Cheesehead TV. Remember last week you guys were asking about the game plan, what to do, and I was like, what? The Vikings are listening. And so what they did was they listened, and all they heard was about tune into Dylan. They heard about the podcast, and they're like, all right, send this out to all of our scouts. Go ahead, all of our staff members. So they all followed to try to get any insight they could. But now they're loyal followers. They're all messaging me. They're like, great game, you know, love the podcast. Can't wait to hear about Vikings week. So it's awesome.
But dude, wouldn't that be funny if you were like putting like hints of plays in the podcast in between your interviews? You'd be like, yeah. So Charlie Behrens, who by the way was a guest, go check out the podcast. Charlie Behrens was on there, and he was. Wow. You're talking to Charlie. You're like, hey. Anyways, so yeah, we go. You know, X right, spider two, Y banana. You know, just on Thursdays though, we try that play.
That would be great.
Hey, congratulations on that though, man. We appreciate you. Happy New Year. We're ready for the playoffs. We're ready to see what you got. We'll be watching every week for the outfits though. Bring it.
Hey, I appreciate it. You know I got you, Tyler. You're my guy.
Let's go.
Love it.
And
love it.
I would also like to say one more thing. You know, obviously the podcast, tune into Dylan, go follow it, all social media, TOONENTOCILLON. But besides the podcast deal, so Tyler, I know you're a gamer. You play Warzone. We played Warzone together before. I started to watch The Witcher, and this has nothing at all to do with football. I started to watch The Witcher on Netflix recently, which is a TV show on Netflix. But I used to play the video game.
Great show.
There's 1, 2, and 3. And I played 3, but I never finished it. I just kind of played just kind of for fun. And I started to watch The Witcher this week. And I was like, you know what? I need to get on that. So for anybody who's listening to Cheesehead TV, who does follow me on Twitch as well, I will start streaming The Witcher 3. The Wild Hunt. I'm going to be starting to play that. Forget COD. I'm over Vanguard, Warzone, whatever. It's
Krampus. Krampus is cramping your style, man.
Garbage. So I'll be playing that from here on out. Tyler, you can play
with me. I love it. I love it. A new Witcher campaign is born.
I'm going to call it the Twitcher.
The Twitcher.
Are you going to collect cheese and then take it to your cave?
I don't know. I don't know. Witcher enough to know if you can collect cheese. I know in Skyrim I had a great campaign. Lots of cheese.
I like that. That was my favorite.
Oh, I love it.
I got my run-up with yours.
With what?
Show off the quads.
Oh, of course. Right. Naturally. Of course. How could you not?
I'm going to bring George back this offseason.
George?
Jean shorts.
Okay.
Oh, my wow. God. We are so... This has got to happen. This is 1,000% going to happen. And it is. We're going to blow up the picture. We're going to feature it on the Cheesehead TV homepage. I can't wait. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to head to ajdillon28.com for everything Quad Father. That's what you want. Tons of great merch. Make sure you check that out. AJ, we can't thank you enough for hanging out every week. Dude, watching you play the game of football is a true joy. And the fact that like we'll be in the middle of a game and it'll just kind of suddenly hit me like, oh, yeah, we're talking to AJ tomorrow. Like, it's so cool, dude. I can't even begin to tell you how awesome it is. So thanks so much for making Cheesehead TV part of your week every week, man. We really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys. It's always fun. And everybody, AJDillon28.com, get your merch. But also, check out Cheesehead TV and get your superhero AJ Dillon Quadzilla.
Yeah.
There you go.
Go ahead and get that
superhero
too,
merch, man. Yeah. That stuff is so cool. Brent did a great job with it. I want to give a shout out to our esteemed panel. We got Zach Jacobson, Janet Wilson, and Paul Noonan. Sorry. Thank you guys so much. Cannot thank you enough. Cannot thank you enough, guys. Thank you so much for making the time. For Corey, Tyler, myself, and of course, AJ, keep carrying the G. We'll see you guys next week. Go Pack, go.
Go Pack.
Thanks, everybody.